It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus vaccine is coming soon. Utah ordered its first shipments. And after you get your first shot, you'll also get a COVID vaccine card.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, those vaccination record cards will be issued to everyone who gets the COVID-19 vaccine. The Department of Defense released a photo of it. It's part of the vaccination kit from Operation Warp Speed. Basically, it's to help keep track of the shots because for now, everyone will need two doses at first. And that card will help people know when they need to get their next shot. Now, clinics will also keep track. And the Utah Department of Health has placed their first order for the vaccine, by the way. They expect it to arrive around December 15th. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A number of local bar owners say they're on the verge of going out of business due to a state health order that bans alcohol service after 10 p.m. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John.
Yeah, Tim, around 40 bar owners in Utah have signed a letter sent to Governor Gary Herbert. The letter says the 10 p.m. alcohol cutoff has effectively closed late bars to the public and has made it virtually impossible for the rest of the bar industry, especially in these high transmission areas, to continue to employ their wait staff, security professionals, managers, and, of course, the bartenders.
5 to 6 team members a week either call or come in here and talk to me, my managers, in tears.
That's Kirk Benson, owner of Twist Bar and Grill. He and other signees are hoping the cutoff time will move to 1 a.m., which they say would actually be safer since unregulated gatherings would be less likely to take place. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A Utah teen says her experience testing Pfizer's COVID vaccine was positive. Now her mom is hopeful other people in her family can get it soon as well.
We have a lot of high-risk people in our family, so I want to get that vaccine out as soon as possible.
Jennifer Eager says her daughter only encountered mild side effects after receiving the shots.
KSL's top national story this hour, President Trump and his lawyers say they are not ready to give up their fight to overturn the results of the election.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, speaking at the state Senate hearing in Georgia yesterday.
You are the final arbiter of who the electors should be and whether the process is fair or not.
After some Republican members of the committee expressed support for Giuliani's request, a Democrat blasted the claims and pleaded with her colleagues to stop the rhetoric.
We've given it oxygen, and I think that does a disservice to so many Georgians.
That appearance was Giuliani's fourth at a state election hearing in the last week.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting there from Washington.
America's employers scaled back their hiring last month, adding 245,000 jobs to the economy. That's the fewest new jobs added since April and the fifth straight month of slowdowns. Zions Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove joined us as soon as the numbers were announced.
I think what this is showing is we continue to see slowing momentum in our economic recovery. We're past the really tough part in the spring where we lost 22 million jobs, but we're still down about 10 million jobs from where we were a year ago. And we're kind of in this low, kind of this waiting pattern until we start to distribute the vaccine.
Spendlove says retail sales jobs are down right now, which typically those jobs would be in high demand because of the holidays.
Convenience store giant 7-Eleven is using Utah as a test location for a new shopping method. Senior Director Jolly John says the completely touchless method is a response to demand.
It's to allow customers to have a better control over their own experience so they can shop the way they want to shop.
The new method allows customers to select their items and then scan and pay for them on their phones without having to interact with an employee at the cash register.
A West Valley family is getting some new Christmas cheer after their decorations were stolen. Lori Yates says someone wanted to help them after hearing about their story on the news.
He told me that he had the same exact bear that my mother had given me, and I'm extremely grateful. And there are more good people than bad, and it was a bit overwhelming.
Yates says they do not know who took their decorations earlier last week.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.